Good morning. We're glad you're here today. We welcome all of you that are visiting with us today. And we want you to come back every opportunity that you have. We didn't sing God is so good yet, have we? And that's such a good day. Have a new elder among us now. Let's all stand up now. Let's sing God is so good. And I'd like to see everybody singing. If you can stand up, fine. If you can't, sit down. That's all right. Let's just sing. Is He good? Let's sing. God is so good. God good. Everybody. God is so good. He's so good to me. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. He's so real to me. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. And He made me. What will I do? I praise His name. I praise His name. I praise His name. He's so good to me. Thank you so very much. Good reading. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, through the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. Isn't that beautiful? Harrison, just so well. We're excited. Excited about the McKinney family being with us. About his being an elder of the congregation. Excited about the children. Excited about our elders, all of them. Excited about the fact that God has given us a congregation where we can serve Him and do His precious will. Yes, every day we hear that ISIS is growing in strength. In recent weeks and months, there have been people devastated by earthquakes all over the world. We have droughts and massive flooding. In this world, many things can bring us down, as David suggested in his prayer. The economy and the election have been discouraged. We have soldiers fighting and living in harm's way. All kinds of social issues confront us. Yet Peter, right into a people in the very midst of a great persecution, he says, you have a reason to be excited. What is that reason? In Philippians 3 and verse 20, that our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, excitement, because we're children of God. And the whole key passage in this reference, to verse 6, wherein you greatly rejoice, though you're undergoing such great persecution. You are rejoicing, and that phrase simply means you're jumping up for joy. You're thrilled. You're excited. Number one, because you have become the elect of God. You've been chosen. You've been cleansed. You've been changed. Listen to it. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, of the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Elect, that means those who are children of God. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied, because you can jump up with joy that you're among those who are children of God. Because you've been called. You've been chosen by the gospel. Preach the word. Why? Get people to respond. And as they do so, become members of the body of Jesus Christ. And in the kingdom of God, what a privilege that is. Here we have all kinds of optimism that is spoken. You have a lot of people very pessimistic in life. When you consider the goodness of God, James tells us in James 1 verse 18, no wonder then we look at God, what God has given to all of us. He's been so good to us. No wonder Paul could say, even though he knows he's going to be now killed, he could have said, now I'm ready to be offered and the time of my departure is at hand and I'm happy, I'm going home. The privilege of being a Christian, to live today, tonight, and tomorrow if God so wills, is surely, you know what God says. He's made a way for you. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me, and every man can come to the Father through Jesus Christ. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, Jeremiah says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. That gets you excited. Why? Because God is going to take care of us. It matters not what comes. We are children of God. And what a privilege to be a Christian. Secondly, in this text, he takes you by hope. What an excitement. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a hope that is living. It is active. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You can meet any obstacle in life when you know God is real and that God will help you. When you're doing His precious will, He's going to help you. He gives you hope. In Romans 8 and verse 24, we're saved by hope. And Paul said to the brethren in Ephesians, he says, there is one body and one spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling. Excitement. Because even though we die today, there is hope. We're going to live forever. Ha! Huh. Can you see what he talks about when he talks about this living hope? Because Jesus was resurrected from the dead, so shall you and I be raised up from the dead. That one hope points us to keep looking at Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 12, 1 and 2, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us look at it. Let us look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured. What? There was joy that Jesus experienced in knowing that He could die for me, a sinner. And He would. God commended this love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. And friend, that's excitement. We have that great and wonderful. But number three, have you ever calculated your inheritance? People think about inheriting all kinds of money and things in this old life. Ah, as far as things are concerned, you know and I know, as Jesus makes it very clear. In Matthew 6, verse 19, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth where moth and rust have corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. But rather lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Can you imagine what you're going to inherit from God. Thought about that? I'm a child of God. Children of God have the greatest inheritance of all. Can you imagine what it must be like when we pass from this old world into eternity and we stand there before Jesus, our judge, and hear Jesus call our names and say, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joys of thy Lord." I want to tell you what. Inheritance. What inheritance? It's incorruptible. It is undefiled. And look at it. What is it? It's reserved for us by God. I'm excited. When I read the Bible and I can read and I believe it with all of my heart, and when God tells us, "You be faithful and you serve me and you're going to have an eternity." I mean an everlasting existence where you won't ever want for anything. Joys, happiness, peace. Yes. Lord, help us to be faithful. We want to die in Christ so that we will be able to live in Christ forevermore. Heaven is not a myth or a fairy tale. My friend, heaven is real. And it's real. And God's going to give it to you and to me if we're faithful and serve Him. And I want to be that way, don't you? But then He adds, number four. He says, "Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time." Who are kept? God says this to us, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted above that which you're able to bear, but will with the same temptation make a way for you to escape that you may be able to bear it." 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 12 and 13. What's He saying? God is going to take care of you. God is going to help you. God is going to give the strength that you need to meet whatever challenges that are set before you. I don't know how many people I've known in life that have come to the close of life and they can look back and they can say, "I made a lot of mistakes, yes. But what I tried to do all my life is serve my God. And when I made my mistakes, I acknowledged them and I tried to correct them." Because there's one thing they'll tell you. They want to be ready to meet God in heaven above. And God said, "I'm going to be with you. And I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to help you." Remember that invitation in Matthew 11? "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Will He? He said He would. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." David, as he writes in Psalms 37, verse 25, he said, "I was young and now I'm old, but I've never seen God's people forsaken nor begging bread." What's He saying? God's going to help you. Remember in that passage that He tells us in Matthew 6 and verse 33? He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all of these other things shall be added to you." Do you believe that? I do. I know you must. What a wonderful passage in God's precious truth. And notice, my friend, we're secure because we're in Him. In Christ Jesus our Lord. He's the Savior of the world. And we can cast all of our care upon Him. For He does care for us. 1 Peter 5 and verse 7. What excites us? The privilege of being called the children of God. The hope the children of God have. when this life is over. The inheritance. Fantastic. Beyond comprehension. A street that's paved with pure gold. And a whole sea, clear as crystal, glistening, beautiful, marvelous, because God has made it for His people. And the fact, this, my friends, that He will keep you. You hold to His Word. You dwell in Christ. You serve Christ with all your heart and your soul and your mind. And here is what you have in return. There it is. And just think, just like that, you can go into eternity. Just like that, just a heartbeat between you and I and eternity. What a great way to die when you're in the Lord. When you know in your mind, your heart, and your soul that you're serving Him. He's your Lord. And you can pillow your head. And you can go to sleep. And you can be assured in that day when God will wake all the dead. For all that are in the grave shall hear His voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Excitement? Oh yes. But we have to also know, just like that, a heartbeat between us and eternity separated from God. When I read this book, and what a grand thing it is to keep on reading God's Word. Just as I remember when Brother Sandusky was here. He'd hold this Bible up. And I thought, that is so wonderful. Holding up God's Word, telling people, here is the hope. The hope that you have. The hope that America has. The hope that the world has, if only you'll listen to it and you'll obey His will, all things will be well with your soul. Peter was writing to these people who were going through such a severe persecution. If we had time, we could analyze some of the persecutions that they were having to go through. Some of them were going to be killed. Some of their families were going to be killed. But guess what Peter says? Peter says, you just be faithful and God will take care of you. And as Paul himself had to give his life for Jesus, he knew the instant it was over here, it was a beginning over there. I tell you, if I weren't a Christian this morning, I'd want to become one. I hope if you've never obeyed the gospel, that you believe in Jesus, repent of your sins, confess His name. Today, that you'll stand up here and say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Won't you do that? He died so that He might save you, to give you this glorious hope. And if you're a child of God and you're not ready to meet Him face to face, your life isn't what it ought to be, get ready by confessing your faults and asking God to forgive you. He will, and hold to Him. I mean hold to it. You know what He says. Believe it with all of your heart. And whether the storms arise and you have to go through it all, remember, God said, I'll be with you. Come to Jesus. We're extending His invitation to you. Won't you obey Him while together we stand in the Lord?